The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Pastor David Youth and co-founder of Team Impact, Jeff Audis, discuss how Team Impact is challenging and motivating today's youth.
Team Impact opens doors I could never open. And they go places I could not go.
We use professional athletes, big guys, and they go in and they do feats of strength. It's a tool to captivate the attention of our audience. Then we can talk to them about the issues.
Having an impact on the lives of young people. Next.
For joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful guest today, and he's got a friend with him, too. The wonderful guest is Pastor David Youth. He is from the First Baptist Church Orlando, and he is a special gift to the church in the earth. He really is an inspiration and a great church. First Baptist Orlando has made many deep impressions on our nation. You may remember when Payne Stewart was taken to be with the Lord, the funeral, the memorial service there, impacted our country and that incredible Stewart family and the family of faith all around them there in Orlando. Well, David Youth is pastor there. He's got a friend with him, Jeff Audis. And Jeff Audis works with Team Impact. He helps set up all of their meetings and really get the invitations and the encouragement for people to participate and be a part in. And you need to hear about this because you're going to want to be involved. You want them involved with the young people wherever you live. Would you welcome David Youth and Jeff Audis to Life Today. Welcome both.
Thank you.
To see you, Jeff. I know when I get around Jeff, I just smile. Do you do that too?
Yes, absolutely.
Pastor, I mean, what is it about the guy?
Well, for me, the first time I saw him, I thought he was Team Impact. And I thought, if that's a strong guy that can do a lot of strong things, yeah, then I must be crazy.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, I want you to tell our viewers why you're here. Why in the world did you end up here in our studio? You and I become friends, but why is it that you're here and you've got a pastor with you?
Well, I'm here because I believe in what Team Impact does. And what Team Impact does is, you know, we hold between 700 and 1,000 public school assemblies a year. Well, if I went into a school dressed like this and said, hey, kids, don't bully, don't get drunk, don't get high, don't sleep around, and by the way, have good grades, they wouldn't listen to a thing I say. Mm. But that's not what we do. We use professional athletes, big guys, and they go in and they do feats of strength. It's not to say, look how big my muscles are, look at my brawn, but it's a tool to captivate the attention of our audience. Then we can talk to them about the issues of bullying, the importance of high academics, drugs and alcohol, and all the issues that these kids deal with. Well, then on top of that, the local church, like Dr. Youth, host us, and then we can say, you think this is exciting? Tonight we're going to be at First Baptist West Monroe. Bring your parents, and we see thousands of people come out. Where we're then we can give them the message of the cross.
And yeah, you referenced the church at West Monroe because they came there, and
that's
you
right,
really basically kind of turned the town inside out in many positive ways.
It's unbelievable.
Ways.
Well, it was one of the Team Impact's, by the way, it was one of Team Impact's first crusades ever.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty of Team Impact is they see the value of the local church. And they see and understand that to reach a community, you need to go through that local church. And what happens for me as a pastor of a local church, Team Impact opens doors I could never open. And they go places I could not go. And in Orlando, now I've had them 5 times, mm-hmm, and this is over a span of 15 years. Mm-hmm. We're having them back in Orlando. When they finished the crusade in Orlando, going in the schools, the public schools were begging us, when are they coming back? Now, I could not have gotten in the schools in Orlando simply because as a minister, you know, how am I going to go in? They got in. They bridged for us a relationship between the schools and our church that to this day is a wonderful relationship.
And our viewers all over the world, wherever you are, and I guess you primarily are doing it in the United States, or do you go to Canada? You ever go to any other countries?
We do. Well, we spend a lot of time in the U.S. Typically in the summers, we spend it overseas, whether it's in Africa, Australia, the Philippines, India. So we love to do mission stuff, but we typically do that in the summertime because we try to stay here in the States during school season. But yeah, we go all over.
All right, let me just ask, of all of you who are watching, you might say, well, why are you bringing these men in to talk to us about young people in the schools? Because the viewers of Life Today, and I know this, because you demonstrate your love. You live beyond your world, and you really want to make a difference in somebody else's world where a difference needs to be made, a positive difference. Well, I knew you'd want to know what will reach young people. We've got real problems in our schools because we've got problems at home.
Right.
And oftentimes, because the problem at home may not be easily addressed, you reach the young people. I didn't have a stable home. I didn't have a father. But somebody reached me. As a matter of fact, young people's testimonies reached me. They weren't doing feats of strength. I just heard testimonies that got my attention, and I was led to Christ. But I can promise you, when these guys go in and do all the incredible feats of strength, it captivates the young people. And then they talk to them about the issues of life that really matter. So the reason I asked them to come is because I knew there'd be grandparents and parents. I knew there'd be businessmen. I knew there'd be ministers watching us. So I knew there'd be people close to the minister. You'd want to go back and say, look, let's consider having Team Impact. So I'm going to go ahead and I want to put the address, how you would communicate with them, how you would investigate. Can we get you to come to our area? Go ahead and put that contact address down, put the website down, and then make it a point to go and talk to a church leader about bringing them to the city. You may need to talk to a school superintendent or a principal and say, you know what, I think this would work. But they want to come connected to the local church. And Pastor Youth, I'd like you maybe just to tell our viewers why you think it would be good for them to come to the various areas where people are now looking with interest and they would want to represent their own community.
Absolutely.
and ask, you know, tell them what they can do.
Absolutely. Let me just say this. If you're a pastor or you work in your church, I know your heart is for the young people. And you understand that 4%, only 4% of young people claim any relationship to Christ. That's 96% of young people are lost. And the churches are not being effective in touching them because they're not hearing the message. We got to get the message to them. So Team Impact becomes a way for you to go into places you could not go otherwise and to build relationships. And through those relationships, then you have opportunity to bring them back to the church where they hear the gospel. I saw this with my own eyes. I watched Team Impact go into schools and take children from poor homes, children from wealthy homes, all kids, and treat them equally as if they were the most precious and important children on the earth. I've watched Team Impact stay after an event late into the night, signing autographs, playing with those kids. And it just raises the self-esteem of every one of those kids to think this big old athlete thinks I'm special. Now, you see, you and I think they're special, but we don't carry the same kind of clout as somebody who comes in there that can break boards and tear up stuff and do all these incredible feats of strength. I wish we did, but we don't. But they do, and yet they do it in a way that will honor God, won't embarrass you, never have embarrassed me, never, not once. But I've watched them love on those kids. So if you have a passion to reach those kids, then I think one of the greatest tools that we have today is Team Impact, because God will use them in a mighty way.
Mm-hmm. I will be sure you get the address, okay? There it is on the screen one more time. Write it down. If you ever lose sight of it, you can always go to lifetoday.org, and on our website, we'll tell you where you can get a hold of them. Well, you want to say something?
Yeah, Jeff, when you go into the schools, I know you're limited on some of the things that you can't really talk about. Mm-hmm. God too much.
Correct.
Right? But what are some of the specific things you talk about? I know one of them was bullying, because mm-hmm. that's a big problem.
I would say, let me back up a little bit, because a lot of people, they want us to come and they want us to do high schools. And what I tell them is, we want to do the high schools. But I would tell you the most important thing, let's start over here at the elementary level. Let me tell you why. Because at the elementary, it's like wet concrete, and I can sit here and I can draw in it. I can mold it. At the middle high level, I need a stick, but I can still draw in it. When I get to the high school level, I almost need a jackhammer. Yeah. And so I'm dealing with foundational issues at an early age, where I'm dealing with, and also it depends on where we are geographically. If I'm in South Central LA, I'm dealing with gang violence, I'm dealing with murder. Yeah. But the typical topics, when we go in, we ask the principal, what are the issues that you're dealing with? In some schools, it's you know, it's bullying. It's always academics. It's always respect for authority. And so it's peer pressure. And it's all these, it's teen pregnancies. It's say no to drugs. It's, you know, in suicide, we always talk about suicide being a permanent decision to a temporary problem. And I get more letters. I got a letter just last week of a girl that was bullied and was contemplating suicide. Yeah. She came to our meeting and she gave her heart to the Lord. She said, "You changed my life." Mm-hmm. Because I felt that I was worthless because I was always bullied.
Now, Jeff, you've really taken an interest in what you see in what we're doing. I think that our connection came over the fact that you could see we care and our viewers care, and I told you our viewers would care about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You seem to be moved by what you've watched happen with Life Outreach.
Well, I think the thing when I, those of you that watch, that y'all see James on TV every day, the thing that I would say about James from a personal perspective is James's whole life is, how can I serve you? Every day, mm-hmm. How can I serve you? With no expectations of mm-hmm. anything in return, nothing. And he's constantly, all he talks about is give, give, give. And so I know this, when you give to Life Outreach, what you're giving, it's going to make an impact on people's lives. And so, I'll tell a story. James and I had lunch with a guy one day, it was several months ago. In fact, it was Gary's here, and was with this pastor. This guy pastors a homeless church in Fort Worth. And so we had lunch, and I guess it was the next week on Saturday, James called me that night, and he said, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I said, "I don't know, what you got in mind?" He said, "You think you can swing by the house and let's go visit that homeless church?" So I come by James's house and we drive to Fort Worth, and there's no building. It's on literally in the middle of the, on a street, just in a field, this homeless church. And James just goes, and those people were so excited to see him, and he got up and he shared Christ with him. But that's James. That's the guy that you guys watch every day of his life. He gives, gives, gives. And so I would just say you have a great friend here. He loves you guys, and he loves digging wells, and he loves feeding people. And so when you give to this ministry, you can rest assured it's doing exactly what they tell you it's doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff, you've said nice things, but what's in my heart is inspired by the people who watch us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you know, it's one thing to recognize a need and know that you really can't do all that needs to be done. You mm-hmm. just have this great big care. It's like a big hurt in your heart. It's like a load. Mm-hmm. And you say, "Boy, I'd like to do something." The point is that I've got people watching us mm-hmm. who fuel this concern. They mm-hmm. don't put the fire out. Mm-hmm. They say, "Thank God you noticed and you showed us what we can do to help, and we do it together."
Yeah.
And you know, this is what I've been doing for years. I think absolutely. You said someone in your family was
James,
touched by a crusade.
Absolutely.
The people out here make possible.
Absolutely. And you guys need to know this, that watch and invest in this ministry. I just have a saying, it's never for nothing when it's for Jesus. It may feel like it's for nothing. You may feel like what difference am I making? Well, let me tell you the difference you're making. Every time you give to this ministry, every time you pray for this ministry, you have no idea the lives that are being impacted by that gift and by that prayer. My father-in-law and mother-in-law from El Dorado, Arkansas, one of the godliest men I've ever known, Dr. Barry Lee Moore, a physician, family practice physician for over 50 years there in El Dorado. You were in a crusade in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You got sick, and that didn't happen to you much, mm-hmm. if I understand that. It's rare that you would have that.
I missed one service in 25 straight years of crusades.
Wow. Anyway, you were sick and needed the care of a physician, mm-hmm. and it was my father-in-law that took care of you. Now, you didn't know this, but while you were ministering in that crusade being sick and while you were under his care, his wife, my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, came to faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. through your ministry. Mm. This summer, James, we buried her. Mm-hmm. She went home to be with Jesus. And I'm telling you, when I stood at her funeral, I said, "God, thank you for James Robbins. Thank you for that ministry." Mm-hmm. And I know there are many more stories like that. Mm-hmm. You would have never known that story if we hadn't connected mm-hmm. recently. And I'm just glad we did. If for no other reason, James, for me to say thank you mm-hmm. for investing in my mother-in-law and my father-in-law in the 1970s.
Well, that all happened because people prayed. I never went anywhere people didn't pray us in.
Absolutely.
I never went anywhere people didn't undergird it. Mm-hmm. Everything we've been able to do, you know, we've been able to tell our viewers that we've been told by the African governments we've saved like 9 million children's lives that they know of. But in those same areas, we've seen more professions of faith than that. We've seen more than 9 million people accept Christ in the same areas. We actually quit counting years ago because it's gotten into so many millions of people coming to Christ. But it's all because you demonstrate love. And that's precisely what you do when you go into schools. Yeah. These athletes are saying to these kids, we care about you.
That's
right. You know what I used to tell the kids when I'd leave? And by the way, one of the most fun things I hear now as I've gotten older, and I go out, I've been signing Indivisible a lot. You know, we did the book Indivisible. And now, by the way, the book, and this is one you really, everybody will read. Some people won't read these big books. But this one about the God of all creation, about the lessons I learned from a little dachshund. Well, when people come up and we're signing them, this is what I'm hearing.
Yep.
You led my mother and daddy to the Lord. Mm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had Christian home because you led them to the Lord. I'm telling that
right.
because all the things that we've ever been able to do to win anybody to the Lord was made possible by love of
That's
people
right.
just like you. Team Impact will come in because these athletes say, I want to give my time and my energy to the kids Jesus died for. Yeah. And I want to talk to them about life. I want to come in and love them. So encourage. There again, that's how you can get a hold of them. And hear me say loud and clear how important your prayers and your support and your undergirding is for all the things that God does all over the world. All we could do is have a prayer and a burden. We would not be able to meet the needs unless somebody says, count me in. And we do it together. And that's the way the church is supposed to
that's
work,
right.
Pastor.
That's
We're
right.
supposed to work like a family, mm-hmm. like a healthy body of Christ, yes. literally putting His hands out
that's
to a broken
it.
World.
And they become a gift to the church. They become a gift to the body of Christ. I took them to Honduras, and I will never forget it. We had a crusade in Honduras. We were in an outdoor, open air, and people came from everywhere. Thousands were gathered, and a thunderstorm hit, knocked the power out. And we had Bibles to give away, and they were doing their feats of strength. So the only thing we could figure out for lighting was some of us held flashlights on them. So we held flashlights. They didn't stop. They didn't slow down. They kept breaking stuff and doing their thing. And then they preached the gospel. And let me tell you, there was a guard behind me with an AK-47 around him, and he was a stoic. Boy, he was standing there. He was security. You know, he's watching over everything. And so all of a sudden, one of them preaches the gospel, and they do an incredible job of sharing Christ. They know the name that opens gates. They know the name that changes lives in the name of Jesus, not a church, not an impact team. So he preached Jesus, and people started coming forward, and I felt a tap on my shoulder. I turned around, and it was the guard. I thought I'd done something wrong. He looked at me and pointed to one of the Bibles that we were handing out. And he pointed to it, and he said, can I have one? In Spanish, I recognized enough. Mm-hmm. I turned around, and I gave him one, and this is what he did. It's pouring down rain. He put it deep inside of his garment, in his clothes, his uniform, so it wouldn't get wet.
Wow.
As if I'd given him a treasure.
And you did.
And I watched that with Team Impact and how they ministered in every situation, even in Honduras. They're the same. They love those people, and they will pour their life in to those people.
Would you just say thanks to God and thanks to Team Impact? Pastor David Youth, Jeff Otis, when you spend as much time as I've spent loving teenagers and reaching out to them, and it is exhausting to speak in several schools a day,
Absolutely.
Which I did, and then go and speak in the stadium or the Coliseum or in a large church. It's love that does that. But it all happens. It's made possible because someone like you gets a burden and says, I want to have a part in it. You know, one of the things that we do, Pastor and Jeff, that our people love all over the world, we give, as Jesus said, a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually give them a cup of water for the rest of their life when they never had one.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's not like somebody once had a clean cup of water. They didn't. I want you to watch this. I want you to watch very, very closely. I promise you. In a moment, you're going to say, you know what? I not only can do that, I will do it. Watch.
Every day, millions of women set out to collect drinking water for themselves and their families, only to find dirty, diseased water sources available to them. Our mission teams have traveled to numerous countries around the world and seen the reality of families' desperate need for clean water.
Stagnant water, contaminated by feces and chemicals. If your child scooped this water up, how fast would you knock it from their hand? You see, water like this, the only source for areas around here, is killing moms and dads and children. We can stop that. Will you help us dig a well right here so that we can bring these people clean water?
I'm moved by what I see. I saw that little tiny plastic container that little child was drinking that obviously filthy water from. And I thought what Jesus said, if you just give them a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. And I've said this numerous times, and I repeat it. I never stop and think what's in it for me if I give them a drink of water. In other words, why did Jesus mention the reward? It must have been important to him and to God, or he wouldn't have mentioned it. But I think it's really important that that not be the reason we do it. I believe the reason we give it is because we love them. And I believe if you love them, I believe it's reward enough just to know you've done it. And that you gave that little child clean water so he has a chance at life. And then you give the missionaries the opportunity of telling them why someone gave them water. And it's the love of God that leads us to meet that need, and that love's expressed through our viewers.
It is, James. You know, as I was watching that along with you, I thought about now, if I had one of my children with me and I saw them run out into the middle of the street and I saw a car coming, I'd run and grab them and say, no, no, stop, stop. And that's the way we feel as we watch these children drink this diseased water. But their mothers aren't going to stop them from drinking it. Why? Because they know that they have to have water to at least survive that day. They know that they would die more quickly without any water. They have to have some kind. And so they let them drink that diseased water. What we want to do is give them a choice. Let's let them choose the clean water or the diseased water. They're going to choose the clean water. So please help us be able to do that.
If you understand that Jesus is the source of life, abundant, meaningful life now, and eternal life. And he said, I am the water of life. The only way to have that life is through him. The only way we can have a healthy life is to have clean, non-disease-ridden water. We can give them water. It is there. You say, well, I see the water there that's filthy. There are ways to purify it. But inland, we can drill a well. And viewers like you have provided the drilling equipment, and the missionaries and the workers have found the places where the need is. We're targeting this year 500 areas to drill a well. That's the largest number we've ever set out to do. We believe if we can give people water for life, they want to hear about the water of life. We believe it opens their hearts when they see the love of God demonstrated before we declare it to them. I'm asking you today to reach out and touch someone with love. Would you dial the telephone number, please, right now? Would you just move to the phone? Would you get your bank card and use it like a check? Best way you'll ever use it when you're giving life to someone. You're going to give them not just a cup of water, but you're going to join to give them a well of water. Basically water the rest of their life so they're going to have a healthy life. Would you make that gift? The wells cost $4,800. If you break it down and it gives an average of 1,000 people water the rest of their life, $48 will give 10 people water. Can you give that? 144, 30 people water. You may say, James, I'd like to give the whole well. I can give a part of it. Many people give $1,200 and pray for three to join them, or $2,400 and pray for one to join them. Whatever you can do, we're asking you to make the call today. We have some gifts to share with you. A beautiful commemorative bronze for our 50th anniversary celebration. We'd like to give that to you as you make the special gift we've asked for. And then we've got the other gifts, Beth Moore's devotional book, the beautiful hymns, and the story of how they were birthed and how they were inspired. Would you right now please go to lifetoday.org online or dial that number and make the gift. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I hope you will, if you possibly can, make a gift of $1,200 and give a well that you pray three join you. You can give that portion. We're sending this to everyone who makes that gift or gives a well. And I do want to remind you that you'll get Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, devotions to open and close the day with in the presence of the Lord, the hymns, instrumental, as well as the book telling you how they were written. Betty and I want to say thank you so much for your love and for sharing it. I want to remind you again about Team Impact. There is their address again. Reach the young people in your community. Communicate with them and see if they can schedule the opportunity of coming. I want to say thanks to you, Jeff, very, very much for your leadership of these young people. Pastor David, you, thank you. Would you say thanks to our guests?
Thank you.
Really appreciate you being here. I want to say again, thanks to you for helping us share life all over the world. We deeply appreciate it.
Tomorrow, a couple recovers from overwhelming circumstances to help others break free from their challenges.
We have had difficulties, but God is still good.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.